24 minutes after 4, this is Radioactive. So what do these people have in common? The Duchess of Cambridge, Kate Middleton, Mr. Hockey, Gordie Howe, the Speaker of the Alberta Legislature, Ken Kowalski, me, and others. What can we possibly have in common? We have something in common. It's a tiny green toy car. The car belongs to 8-year-old Miguelito, but he won't get the car back until 2021. Until then, it's traveling with his uncle, photographer Leroy Schultz. Radioactive's Tyler Grant sat down with Leroy to learn more about his little green car project.
What is Miguelito's little green car?
Well, it's a project for my 8-year-old nephew, Miguelito, involving people from all walks of life from around the world holding a small toy car that belongs to him, with the idea being that when he turns 18 in 2021, I'll have a book of photos and all of the people from around the world from all walks of life will be interconnected through the green car because he exists.
And how did this project start?
It started when he was about 2.5 years old. I bought this car for him for Christmas. A few months later, we were playing with it, and in a fit of energy, he threw it in a garage full of boxes, and it was impossible to find the car. But a few months later, it was found, and it was given to me to return to him. And instead of giving it back to him, I started taking it to mountain summits with me. And getting photos of the car on summits and on my travels. And then eventually I just decided I wanted people to be the focus of this project. So I asked people to express some aspect of their personality with the car.
What kind of car is it?
The only person who's come very close to guessing was Ed Stelmach. He guessed the make and model, and he was 1 year off on the car. It's a 72 Buick Riviera.
What does Miguelito think of the whole idea?
He's 8 years old now, and he's starting to understand the project. For a while there wasn't even a flicker of, this is kind of cool, from him. I would call him up and say, I have something for you, and more than once his response was, what is it, another photo with the car? Now he's starting to gain some appreciation for it. Last summer, during the royal tour, my sister-in-law told me that she overheard him bragging to friends about how the princess held his car. So he's starting to get it.
Can we see the car?
Yeah, you got it. This is it. This is the point of interconnection. This is the car that Ban Ki-moon and Jack Layton and Michael Ignatieff and Ralph Klein and Ed Stelmach and the princess and the Chilean miners, all of them have held this car.
Looks like it's a little worse for wear.
Miguelito was reunited with the car in Jasper, and he took it to a skate park, and he started to throw it down a ramp, and it was getting beat up, so I had to confiscate it from him again.
Who's your next target for the project?
I'm really hoping to get the Prime Minister into the project. I've reached out to the Prime Minister's office a few times now. I've received a couple of declines and also received a mixed message that maybe that could happen. At some point, I would love to get Obama into the project, and I know that a lot of these are Hail Mary-type scenarios where the chance of making those happen is pretty minimal, but then again, so was Kate Middleton, so was Ban Ki-moon, and I'll just trust in serendipity that some things will happen, and hopefully they happen for a reason.
That is an interesting project. I had my photograph taken with a little green car a couple of years ago after I did an event at McEwen University downtown campus. It was for United Nations Day or International Week or something like that. Just in case you're wondering, Rod, because you have this curious...
Is that posted somewhere?
It is.
Can we see that? Where is
it
that?
It is. It's on Miguelito's littlegreencar.com.
And so you are there.
I'm there. I think you have to go through probably a couple of years worth of photographs, but I am in there. And I remember it because I was wearing a blue scarf that day and I lost the scarf shortly after, and so I remember that scarf.
So you go look at the picture to remember the scarf.
No. Okay. So if you want to follow the adventures of Miguelito's Little Green Car, you can go to that website, miguelitoslittlegreencar.com.